3 years ago, Klaus Ortmann invited me for a one-on-one exhibition at the Philips Collection, as he wanted to combine my ink landscape with the collection's Alchemius paintings. So what the Philips Collection brings together are 3 different groups of drawings: the landscapes, the gessos, and the poems, and the Alchemius. They are all very different in sizes. The exhibition itself is divided in 2 rooms. As you walk in, you have a linear order of 7 Alchemius paintings that comes from the collection of the Philips, juxtapositioned with 2 hanging walls of poems, and those poems are hanging in a grid. So this is the starting point. And as you come into the main room of the exhibition, you will see 3 groups that hang in a formal way that they can match together. Because of course the Alchemius paintings are small, the diaries are small, and the landscape are oversized. So how can I bring them together in a way that it doesn't feel awkward? So I decided on a Russian hanging system with Alchemius and with the gesso paintings. So you see them formally as 3 similar volumes on the wall. The first were done when I was still a student in Vienna, and it was in the middle of the AIDS crisis, and my first boyfriend died, Manfred Kirchner, died in 89, in August 89. And for me, nature became a reference point, or a world where I could collect myself. So I decided to get rid of my studio and spend my days in the landscapes, making small, very small sketches. I was doing those small sketches in the woods in the beginning, and by the end I would construct the landscapes. And what you see here, those 2 landscapes, is a composition of different sketches brought together. What you see is a landscape which has no signs of civilization and no signs of industrial achievement. It's like an ideal or dreamlike landscapes. As you get closer to them, they become abstract, the landscapes, and as you stand back, they open a space. So you have time and space as the forces that informs life itself. On the other side, you have the small Alchemius on the right side and the small diary paintings on the left side. So there is a difference of viewing. With the landscape, you stand back and it comes to you, and it involves you, the whole body. With the small Alchemius and the small gesso paintings, you go towards them and you go in a close dialogue with them. With the landscape, the paintings have a diaristic note. They are titled in German with an outwritten German date. The date is always the date when they were finished. And the date itself was like a memorial of passing time, as time was crucial. Back in the end of the 80s, as a gay person, you wouldn't know how long you had to live. So it became a testimony. Those dates or landscape became a testimony of lived time. In 2003, I had a grant to go to Vienna for a half year, and I started again making sketches of windows around the city. And those became the white gesso paintings that you see here at the Philips exhibition. If you see those Alchemius paintings, most of them have windows, meaning there's a frame around the painting. And if you see the gesso paintings, you will see the same framing. So to have them on opposite walls, they have an invisible dialogue. The aim of the white paintings was to make a painting with the most minimal ingredients. So gesso that you use to ground a painting when you start, and pencil to make the sketch. So I would lay a layer of gesso, make the sketch, and then erase that sketch again with a new layer of gesso and sanding it. And the smoother the surface got, that clearer you could see that sketch. I first encountered Alchemy's work at the Academy, at the National Academy of Design in New York in 2001. It was in November, a gloomy time just after 9/11. They had this uplifting exhibition of Alchemy's, and it was completely new to me, and I felt an instant connection to see the first time an American doing romantic paintings in an European way. After I encountered him the first time, maybe 2 weeks later, there is a thrift store in New York, used to be ABC, who had Alchemy's for sale, and they were ridicule very low. They were around $300 or $400. And I couldn't believe my eye that I could just acquire them. So since then, I was watching the secondary market of Alchemy's, and slowly, within 20 years, I brought those 50 paintings together. And I'm happy to see them all together on one wall for the first time. Normally, they are in a house, separate. But to see them all on one wall, it starts to have a dialogue within the paintings, which I never have seen before.